Under the Federal Affordable Care Act, large employers, including the state of Florida, have to offer insurance to employees who work more than 30 hours a week. The state offers benefits to most of its full-time workers, but some 8,700 people work without benefits in what are called OPS positions. And Governor Rick Scott says the state should go ahead and cover those additional employees.
Based on the estimating conference this morning, we would estimate that that would now be approximately 8,737 employees that would qualify under the governor's proposal. Sir, that's the extent of the governor's proposal at this time.
Rory Snyder is the policy chief for Scott's budget office and spoke before the House panel charged with evaluating the financial impact of the federal health care law in Florida. He says the governor believes the benefits for OPS employees can be paid out of their respective agency budgets. He also says a trust fund for state employees can be tapped to cover expenses. But state lawmakers like Republican Representative John Wood say trust funds aren't a fix forever and they want more long-term solutions, like raising co-pays or going with cheaper plans in an effort to save the state some money.
It's pretty much clear that we've got to do something. Otherwise, we're faced with paying a very large penalty to the federal government, which seems to be the way this law works.
The state is already expecting its health care costs to rise by $50 million this year, regardless of the Affordable Care Act. And the addition of OPS employees adds another $32 million to the tab. That has state lawmakers looking for less expensive options, but so far choices are slim. If the state doesn't expand coverage to more people, it will be on the hook for fines worth more than $360 million. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.